Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, and we, of course, want to holler at you, and we want you to holler back at us, so you can give us a call, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, call-in number 646-929-2037, because we want to hear from you, we want to hang out with you. And do our things. We want to social network with you also. You can catch me on Twitter and tweet me. You can Facebook me. I'm Smooth Drama on both, by the way. My yearbook tag, I'm Dick Hugger. Add me. I'll add you back. Go to our Yahoo group. We want to hang out with you. Every which way but loose. But, of course, I know y'all ain't really trying to holler at me. You really want to get at my illustrious co-host. So, illustrious co-host, tell them where they can catch you at.
They can holler at me on Facebook all day, every day, Ms. 100%. Also, they can email me if they want to get a little up close and personal, Ms. 100% at yahoo.com. Or they can break my Twitter version, I guess, at 100%. That's the Twitter name.
Oh, well, what about the late night webcam?
Late night webcam, email me, you know, and hey, if you're talking right, we can get popping.
All righty then. Speaking of getting it popping, I mean, you know, we don't have criminals like we used to. I'm guessing that the ancient criminal from back in the day is turning over in their grave, or they're like, damn, we wish we'd have had it like y'all got it. For instance, in Joshua Tree, California, police said there was a naked burglar who was arrested while taking a shower after he sipped champagne, ate a meal at these people's houses.
Wow.
Yeah. He Michael Calvert was arrested by gunpoint, lathered up in the shower.
Wow.
After eating, broke out the champagne and ate. I mean, what part of the game is that? I mean, what happened to I'm breaking in, I'm stealing it, and I'm out?
Yeah, I know. I thought it used to be, you know, be inconspicuous, you know, get in, get what you need, get the fuck out. Now they just parlaying up in people's things. It's like, you know what? I don't even care. They come home, I'm just going to sit out and sit here and chill. I don't even give a fuck.
Right. I mean, in
a interview movie. Eat a grilled cheese sandwich.
But what's funny is this ain't the first time that done happened. You know how I always make the joke where I always talk about the people who have sex with dogs,
mm-hmm.
And how I don't understand it, but and it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got folks breaking into your house and they get naked.
Because they only get a slap on the wrist.
I mean, but
there's no consequences for anything anymore. That's what I believe. I mean,
well, I'm thinking though the consequences would be somebody coming home and shooting your ass. I mean, this whole the Goldilocks and the Three Bears, where you can eat their porridge, chill out, take a nap, and then leave out. That's not supposed to be reality.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? It's sort of like with the government last year where they had that whole exploding toilet. That's supposed to be something out of a joke.
Yeah, and I just want to put to rest any rumors out there that's floating around, because I heard one. These toilets is not me that's doing it. I'm just telling y'all now. I mean, I've been accused. I don't like it, but I'm just saying it wasn't me that did it, okay? I'm not behind it.
Wow. Really?
Really.
I don't even know what to say.
I mean, I may have
come to
explosion once.
No. No. We are not going down this route. This is not where we going as a show. No.
I'm just saying.
Stop.
Myself, that's all.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, we getting on topic here. People breaking into your house,
uh-huh,
and taking showers,
yeah,
and eating, cooking themselves meals, and drinking your liquor. No. And toilets exploding at work. I'm like, I don't know.
You ain't safe at work, you ain't safe at home. I mean, but yeah, but remember, it's 2012, so, I mean.
Well, that is true. We got 8 months left.
Yeah, so, I mean, anything goes. Anything goes. Remember that, y'all. So be careful out there.
Yeah, but we, 8 months and 2 days, I believe is what, December 21st, right?
Yeah, I think that's what we say, December 21st.
Yeah, so, hey, we got to make it do what it do.
But, I mean, don't be breaking in nobody's house, you know, chilling, just cause, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Right. And that's the whole point. It's obviously the end, because if people feel like there's no consequences behind the breaking into people's house, and they got time to take in the meal, they figure that is the end also.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, in Redding, California, they're taking it to the next level also. They ain't even giving them cash or nothing. Now they're talking about, they're giving out public coupons to panhandlers, where I guess these coupons are supposedly, they have agency numbers to provide shelter, food, and clothing to those in need, and other health and human service agencies with their phone numbers.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, do these coupons, you know, come with a free meal at Denny's, or, you know, a free stay at a, you know, a motel, so they can have a warm place to sleep for a night or two, or you just handing a hungry homeless person a coupon to go somewhere to an agency that is not going to have what they need.
Well, I mean, these agencies are understaffed and overbooked as it is.
Is it? That's what I'm saying. Food pantries have run out of food. Homeless shelters are filled. You know, the agencies are supposed to give out clothing and stuff like that, they don't have anything. Soup kitchens where you can go during the day and get a hot meal, they don't have anything to feed people. So to me, that just sounds like a slap in the face a little bit. To me, it's like...
Well, I think the issue is you need to handle the cause,
mm-hmm,
root cause, why they are in that situation in the first place.
Exactly. Instead of just trying to treat a symptom of it, you know.
Can you imagine that? Give me a coupon.
Mm-hmm. Especially if I'm one of those homeless people that don't want nothing to eat, I just want to drink anyway. Fuck my face with it.
One of them people with that sign that they holding up. Hey, who am I trying to kid? I just want to get something to drink.
Right.
Because you know,
but, so in Ohio, you have to have a license to panhandle now.
Well, yeah. Remember, we talked about that. There are a lot of cities are requiring the panhandlers to have a panhandling license. Like, oh yeah, I'm homeless. I'm gonna go down to City Hall and fill out some paperwork so that I can beg for money. I'm gonna pay.
Oh, no, they do it. They do it. Cause I'm gonna tell you, BP gas station. The old man told the boy. He said, "Won't you get a job?" He said, "I got a license. I can sit here all day if I want to." I'm just saying. He got a license to beg. He's like, "You think I'm about to get a job?" Hell no.
Well, he's like, "This is my job." Wow, I mean, I thought I heard it all, but a guy that's sitting up there saying, "Hey, I got a license to do this."
I was sitting my ass here all day long.
That you can do, but call the cops. I got my registration form right here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, speaking of registration form, I read somewhere that they say that chin implants is the fastest growing cosmetic procedure in the United States, according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons.
Wow.
And I have to take offense, 100.
Okay.
You know, it used to be, okay, you get a boob job. Yeah. Then it modified, okay, you got the lips done. Okay, then people start getting the ass done. I mean, then they start implanting muscles. Now, you doing your chins? And I'm like, I have never looked at anybody's chin and been like, "Yes, your chin makes you hot.
You got a sexy ass chin. I just want to lick all over."
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I can imagine going to, you know, plastic surgeon. Yeah, let me get that one right there. I'll take the Ellen DeGeneres. That's the one I want. I mean, really? A chin?
Right. A chin.
I mean, who has a sexy chin? I mean, come on now.
Right. I mean, the only time you look at the chin on somebody, I know, speaking from a man's perspective, is if I have my balls on your chin. But hey,
you know what?
I'm just saying.
You need to stop.
I mean, but you know, we talk chin jobs. That's
what I said. What's a chin job? Instead of a blow job, you rub it on your chin. I'm like, what, kid? Oh, really? But hey, you know what? They doing everything else, so why leave this out? You feel me?
Yeah, I guess. You know, we just fixing up stuff that's kind of irrelevant. You know, plastic surgeons is like, yeah, we coming up.
I think I'm about to go to medical school. Shit.
I know, huh?
I'm about, yeah. I mean, they getting fake everything, so hell, might as well jump on the bandwagon.
I just want to be an intern. Right. So, can I get my internship in?
Right. Make a good thing. I mean, but like I said, they doing everything else, and crazy is running rampant, so, you know, this had to be included as well. That's how I see.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt that crazy is in, and this, I'm getting my chin job. Chin job.
Wow.
I'm getting my chin job.
Yeah, that do sound kind of freaky. No,
does it?
Yeah, it sounds a little freaky.
Does that sound freaky to you, really?
Brace yourself. I'm about to give you a chin job. People like, what the and on that note,
yeah, we need a break. on that note. Anyway, this is Chino XL Freestyle of Rhymes. I'm feeling vicious. What the hell?
Drama with Big Hugger and Miss 100%. That was Chino XL Freestyle Rhymes.
Yep. Fuck out my face is your best bet. Your career's George Burns. I can't believe you ain't dead yet. When he first did that, I was on fire. But that's just me. I'm an old hip hop head. It's probably still the most vicious album I've heard first come out. He dissed everybody. And they still hate him, but nobody's ever attacked him because he's too big. Haters of the week. Speaking of dissing, you know, it's that time of the show where me and 100, we talk about those people that are the haters of all haters. They hate just for no reason whatsoever. They don't know why they do it, but they do it. You want to tell the world who your hater of the week is?
Yes. My hater is Garrett High School. Garrett High School decided to expel a student for tweeting the F word a couple of times at 2:30 in the morning. Now, this is really weird because the school has a system that tracks every student's online activity. So apparently the student cursed at 2:30 in the morning, but he used the school's computer to log onto Facebook during school hours. So since the system was able to track what he did that morning, they said that was grounds for expulsion. I just think it's some bullshit for the simple fact that even when you in school and you cuss, you don't get expelled. So, I mean, that to me, they some hating ass people, as well as nosy and kind of stalkery to me. Like
that's not kind of stalkery. I mean, you track all of the students' internet messages.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yes.
That's some hate right there. And I mean, to 2:30 in the morning, you say the F word. I don't know what else you say 2:30 in the morning except for, hey, come over so we can do the F word.
There's no words for it, right?
No, there's no words for it. But maybe if he did this, Charlotte, North Carolina, there's a new app. It's called enemygraph.com, where this free app allows you to name your enemies. You install it, and within minutes, you can name your enemies. You can trend your enemies.
Trend?
Yeah. You know, trending, you always see on different websites, they say this subject is trending.
Right.
You can say that you're trending your enemies.
Wow.
Yeah, we on some next shit with the hate there. I mean, you have to be a hating ass person.
Yeah.
Think of a way to help people hate on other people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A free way to hate on others. You don't even have to pay for it. You can hate on people for free now. You can trend. You know what? I hate that bitch. I'm going to trend her ass.
That's just stupid.
But I'm talking about the people who create that.
Right. Just.
Yeah, enemy graph. You
got too much time on it.
Yeah, you are. And if you're one of them people who have to list your enemies for the whole internet to see, you got some issues.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
it's
that.
No wonder you have a lot of enemies. Because, yeah, something's wrong with your ass.
Well, I take it a step further. I'm thinking, you know how in the schools they have the kids with the helmets on? I'm thinking when people do stuff like that, they need to be forced to wear the helmet.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm saying we start an amendment. All the stupid people that think this type of thing is a good idea, expelling kids from school because they said a cuss word. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You want to be one of the people who create ways for people to hate on people, or you're one of the people who think, damn, that's a good idea, and you signed up for it. You are forced to wear the helmet.
Yeah.
You got to wear the fake pleather helmet like they use the old football ones.
Wow.
Yes, you have to wear it. And on the back, there's an insignia that says, I am special. Caution.
Caution. I'm caution. A fucking hater.
Just caution. I am special. So people know. So, you know, you walk in anywhere, they say, oh, he got the helmet on. So people know you can't trick nobody no more. You know, they got the ankle bracelets for people.
Right.
Where if you do something stupid and you get caught up in the system, whatnot, you have to wear the helmet.
Wow, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, hey, problem solved. You can't sneak up on nobody with that helmet on. You take it off, the police come get you. Real like, simple.
Why you have to wear the helmet? Oh, I'm a dumbass.
Right. Exactly.
Wearing it because I'm a hater.
Yes.
I'm online trending my enemies. I ain't got nothing else to do.
Exactly. That just, you know, forget community service. Mm-hmm. Wear the helmet.
Yeah. I think that would be a really good deterrent. You know that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No community service. No, you don't even have to do probation. We going to make you wear this helmet. Bam. Everything is solved. Everybody know you coming.
You want the fucking attention. Now you got it.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah,
excellent idea.
That's the greatest idea I've ever came up with.
Yeah, animation video in the works.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole movie. You have to wear the helmet. I don't get... Man, look. Let me tell it. I mean, starting with this dude in Norway. I don't know if anybody's been keeping up with it because it's over there in Norway. But that guy... Breivik or whatever, who killed them 77 people in the bomb and gun attacks in Norway last July, he was, you know, he's bragging about it. And he's like, yeah, I carried out the most spectacular and sophisticated attack on Europe since World War II.
Wow.
And 100, homie was so bold, he said, I would do it all again. And wow. Then, after he said all that, he asked to be acquitted.
Wear the helmet.
Yeah, exactly. He admits to the bombing and the attack on a youth camp.
Wow.
Then he pled not guilty to terror and mass murder.
And the reasons were just priceless for me. The reason was just so priceless.
Yeah, these are acts based on goodness, not evil. And he's toned down his rhetoric out of concern for the victim.
Wow.
Ain't he nice?
Such a special guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you think about this for a second. Go back to what we were talking about earlier. Folks is on some, I mean, he killed 77 people.
Yes.
77. He bragged about it. This is the greatest sneak attack in Europe ever since World War II. But, you know what? I'm not guilty.
Yeah.
I should be acquitted.
Because I was doing this out of love.
Yes. Love
and love. I'm putting them out of their misery.
Yeah.
So, I'm not guilty of a hate crime.
Right.
I'm not guilty of murder. Only thing I'm guilty of
is releasing a person out of the agony that they go through in their everyday life. That sounds convincing,
dude. I mean, I don't know if there's ever been a more deserving candidate of our helmet than, I mean, this cat. I'm bragging about killing folks, but hey, you should let me go because it was a good thing that I killed these people.
Right. I think that not only the helmet, but they should be made to go to a special place for special people. And you know what that place is? I think you would agree. Florida. Clear Florida out. You know.
Oh, wow. You're going to create a special prison where people have to wear the helmets in Florida?
For all special people. Yeah.
I can see that.
It's big enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And they can run their crazy asses around together. That's what they can do.
Yeah, and they can bump helmets. I'm thinking we need maybe an international place.
An international place?
Okay. Yeah, because you think this guy is in Europe. I mean, because we don't have enough space for all the people who require helmets here in the United States.
No, but remember, this is going to, I mean, I know what we're talking about, but this is going to be the special place. Only the most elite of the special people can go to Florida. So that's what I'm saying. I think Florida would be big enough because, yeah.
Are you talking about them reopening Guantanamo Bay?
The most elite of the special.
The elite of the special helmet wearers. Yes, you need a helmet. I can see that. That actually makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm going to have to write somebody. Well, in another person who deserves a helmet, there's a teenager in Arizona who felt like he should run for prom queen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said he jerry-rigged some rope so that the dress that he made was strapless and it was compliant with the school dress code.
Why gotta be called jerry-rigged? I'm just saying, why you... okay, anyway.
Well, that's what it's called. The student's name is River Flannery. That alone should get his parents the help.
Put to the elite special place.
Right. I mean... Homie,
Flannery,
you are a guy.
You are a boy, Damon.
Guys, River, you are a man. Men should not be prom queen.
I'm just so sick of that whole thing. It's like, you're gay. I get it.
Right.
Hey. You're gay. We're fucking proud of you, dude. Is that what you want to hear? I'm proud of you that you are not ashamed of your sexual identity. That's wonderful, okay? But you are a boy. Prom queen or girl. Prom king or boy. So we're not about to change history for your ass.
Hey, it ain't even changing history. I mean, I think these kids nowadays, the whole generation of gay folks, transgendered, whatnot. Look, respect what you're trying to do, but hey, ancient times, them cats was warriors.
Right.
And, I mean, you don't have to pretend to be, if you're gay, you can still look like a guy and be gay.
That's why I was saying what I'm sick of. Just because you're gay doesn't mean that you're supposed to be a female. And that's what I don't get. You like men, okay, that's fine. You like women, that's fine. But you still a woman, be a woman. You still a man, be a man. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, and stop trying to run for prom queen because you may get a helmet.
I mean, you just keep causing all types of damn trouble trying to...
Well, I mean, for me, it's not even trouble. I'm just looking at him like I would put the helmet on him.
I mean, he wants some attention, so let's give him... He's the honorary recipient of the special helmet for this week. Is that okay?
I just say the Smooth Drama Special Helmet.
Smooth Drama Special Helmet.
Special.
Yes.
I'm special. Not the average guy to stand in line. Love me in a special way. What can I say? But love me now, because I'm special.
Hey, if y'all want to join us in our, you know, and getting this thing together, you know, to write letters to somebody to get this special thing going, I think it ought to be made into a law.
Yeah, well, I'm giving an honorary award. We just give a reward for the people that are special.
Yeah.
They get a special helmet. That's what it is.
I mean, because you ain't a dumbass. You have to be a special type of dumbass, a special type of hater, you know, to get the special helmet award. So, yes.
Yeah, I mean there's a private Baptist school in Texas that fired an unwed pregnant woman teacher and the coach, I guess, that got her pregnant.
What?
They're in a relationship. They just wasn't married, and so the volleyball coach and another staff member, they discovered they was pregnant. 2011, her and her fiance had been planning to get married at the end of the summer, but things happened. So yeah. Sanford got fired. Kathy Sanford.
Wow.
Because, you know, you can't work at a Baptist school in Texas and get pregnant out of wedlock.
Right. Well, I can understand their position. However, I think she should sue the shit out of them. Because if it's not something that, you know, is in her contract, you know, if there's no language for it, then they don't have a right to fire her for getting pregnant. Regardless of what their religious beliefs are, if it's not in writing, they shouldn't be allowed to do it. I mean,
well, let us fit a special Smooth Drama helmet for Dr. Ron Taylor, who says, "Hey, I don't care if she did talk about getting married, because her and her fiance said they would get married if she get her job back." He says it doesn't change that her behavior was out of wedlock. And they said once the school became aware of the situation, they felt they had no choice but to terminate her.
Like you fell out of heaven with a roll ball.
Well, they said that it's not about her being pregnant. It's the fact that she's unmarried and a mother.
Like you fell out of heaven with a roll. You know what? People like that really makes my ass itch. I'm sick and tired of it. Now that we've created a special place in for the special people, let's create a place for hypocrites.
Well, no. See, Ron Taylor, he gets a helmet. I'm saying that he deserved I Am Special the helmet.
I don't think he's deserving of it.
Yes, he is. Look here, they're talking about the values, and I get it, but to fire a teacher not because she's incompetent, But because she got pregnant and she's not married. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Just,
you're setting the Christian tone there, buddy.
What about forgiveness? That's one of the biggest laws, you know.
Well,
being a Christian, you're supposed to practice forgiveness. You're supposed to practice love.
Yeah, that only happens when they feel like it.
Mm.
Yeah, and on that note, we gonna go on break. This is Jaziri X. What's peace?
I drop my son off to school every day. I dropped him off on Friday. I gave him money. I told him I loved him. Have a good day. I'll see you later. I did not know that was gonna be the last day that I saw my son alive. And I'm so mad. I'm so mad.
Drama with Vic Hugger and me, Miss 100%. That was Jaziri X. What's peace?
Yes, what is peace? I wonder about that sometimes. I mean, is it peace of mind, peace of the grind, peace of ass, peace of grass? It's all kinds of peace out there. All what you trying to get.
Right.
But as we say, we won't get into some dumbassery right now. You know how that goes. Yeah. It is dumb. That's right. It's dumbassery time. Dumbass of the week. Tell the world, 100, who's your dumbass of the week?
My dumbass for the week is two people, Lee Moore, M-O-I-R, and this 12-year-old girl. Now, this guy is a Justin Bieber impersonator. He had a Facebook page and was pretending like he was Justin Bieber. However, he's 34 years old with a goatee, and the dumbass part of it is the fact that he actually video chatted with the girl.
So, I don't know if he didn't think that she would know or recognize that he didn't look anything like Justin Bieber. You know, maybe the goatee kind of gave it away. Well, maybe because he was 34 years old. I don't know.
The Justin Bieber, you know, it's his peach fuzz that came in.
Oh, yeah, but you guys can go to HuffingtonPost.com and look at the side-by-side photo, and, yeah, it's still not even close.
Well, yeah, because Justin Bieber is, what, 18?
Yeah.
You know.
I just don't get it, but I don't understand why he was video chat, and then he turned around and video chatted with a undercover Canadian officer posing as a 14-year-old girl. So here's the second dumbass attempt, because you didn't look at the officer and know that she wasn't 14. I mean, come on, really? But he's done it several times. And
the
dumbass part about it is, why did they allow him to keep doing it before they decided to arrest him?
Well, you have to have evidence, and he has to have committed to doing something. I mean, because it's one thing to put aspirations out there. It's another to go through with it. I mean, we've all talked about people who say, oh, I'm going to kill somebody.
Right.
But they don't.
Well, here's the thing. It says he actually, when he got the 12-year-old girl online and she realized that it wasn't Justin Bieber, she was, you know, I guess she told him that she was going to tell him, wanted to stop talking to him, and he threatened to harm her and her family, and he would continuously make her perform sex acts on webcam with him.
Right.
And so that's where the officer got involved. So
right. He is a dumbass for a reason. That's kind of how they go. I mean, my dumbass was a Queen Creek man out of Arizona who tried to bribe a court clerk. He offered her as he walked by to bribe her. Then he telephoned her. Then he sent an email detailing his request to her county government account.
How did he get her phone number and her email?
Well, a lot of court clerks
they're in like a database.
They're in the database.
They're online, and their pictures are online too. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you can look them up. I mean, because they serve a purpose.
That's right.
I mean, but the fact that he's sending emails talking about, hey, you know what? I need you to forge these documents and all this, and right. I mean. Really? You are not a smart man. Dave.
The county email address that you know that's being monitored.
Well, look, there's no email address that can't be monitored.
That's right. I mean, the fact that he just used email is the fact that that type, he's just crazy.
Right. And that's why, along with your guy, they deserve a helmet.
Yeah,
we're giving out helmets tonight.
I mean, we gonna run out of helmets for you.
So. Hey, no, we just need to find one of them cheap labor spots and oppress people and get the helmets made there.
Yeah,
real cheap.
Or get a discount somewhere.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking we should start. Maybe we can go to Morocco on the serious tip though. In Morocco. I guess the people there have been in protest, setting themselves on fire.
Wow.
Yeah, a guy ignited himself, and it started with a guy who set himself on fire, a vegetable seller in Tunisia. he burnt himself to protest whatever.
Wow.
So I guess over there now, they want to protest. Like in Morocco, there's a guy, Nor Fakim Mahmoud, who burnt himself because he was an unemployed law graduate. And him and four other men set themselves on fire earlier in the year as a warning to the government.
Wow. Now, when I heard about this story, I thought to myself that this was a stupid-ass thing to do. Like, you know, yeah, you're getting their attention, but do you really think they care about you setting yourself on fire? But then I looked at it in a different type of light. These people actually care enough for a cause to kill themselves for it. They will die for it. And in this country, we complain and complain, but we don't make any type of action to make things right or to try to get something done. What they're doing is like, you know what? I'm going to end up living and dying in poverty anyway. So, you know what? I give my life for this cause.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. When you talk about poverty, we're talking about relative poverty. See, our poverty is different than their poverty.
Oh, right. Our poverty is not shit compared to theirs.
No, we live good.
Yeah.
Because you can be in poverty and have internet. I mean, because it's relative.
Right.
In poverty. See, poverty over there is, I am looking to eat today.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's why I felt that it was very courageous for them to say, you know what, if my kids don't eat today, we go die anyway. So they in a position where they you know, they have nothing else to lose. So they'll die for it. They'll give their life for it, willingly.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much where they're at, because they're pretty much giving. They're burning themselves.
Yeah.
In name of trying to get jobs, and these guys are saying that they're educated, but they're not able to find work. They're not given priority for work, and I understand that. And the group is called the Unemployment Movement. And at the same time, hey, everybody wants a job. I don't think education should say, oh, well, I get first priority.
Right.
I understand you're a smart cat.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just times is hard.
Yeah.
And educated or not, times is hard.
Yeah. And you know what? I kind of can feel that to a point when they're saying we're educated, because you are told and taught from the time that you can read, get a good education, you know, go to college, and you're guaranteed to be able to, you know, have a career that's going to support you and your family for the rest of your life. And then when you look at how many people that, you know, college graduates, you know, that don't have employment versus the people who are not college graduates, I think it's bullshit, because it's fuckery, because employers would rather hire an uneducated person because they don't have to pay them. With an educated person, they know you have to come out the pocket for that educated person. So to me, I think it's just bullshit. It's like, we're not going to hire you, because I've heard that too many times, so that's why I can identify with it. Well, we don't think you'll be happy here because you have so many
skills. You're old, qualified.
Bullshit. Give me a fucking chance to decide whether or not I want to stay at the job or leave, or if I'll be happy here.
Right.
You feel that? So
No, I feel you totally, and I understand. I mean, what I don't understand, though, is in changing the subject slightly. these same people who won't hire you because they feel like you won't be happy, even though you're going there to get the job, these are the same people who will talk about a legal loophole which may pave the way for private ownership of outer space.
Wow.
You know, talking about shifts in policy that could open up the moon and other celestial bodies to ownership by private companies. Because, you know, there's nothing like saying IBM owns the moon.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around this shit. You go out in outer space, and it's something you say because I said it first. I own the Big Dipper. So because I say I own it, anybody else that wants a piece of it have to pay me.
Pretty much, yeah.
Come on now.
Well, think about it. You can buy a star right now. I mean,
do you pay for a star? How do a person get ownership of a star to sell it to somebody else? This is the biggest bunch of bullshit I've ever heard.
Well, that's the thing. You can actually name a star after someone for a price. Now, me, I'm like, if I'm naming a star after someone, I'm just going to do it from my house like, hey, that's your star. I named it after you.
Hey, that's some romantic shit, too.
Right. Yeah, I'll print up my own certificate. But as far as I'm going to pay somebody to name some shit that they don't own?
Wowie zowie. That's all I just got to say.
Right. I mean, that's the most retarded. It's set up right where you were talking about. I am not going to be happy at a job because you think I'm not going to be happy. No. Just like I'm going to be content. And I wonder about folks who think that it's cool that, one, people can pay to name a star after somebody, which I think is one of the most asinine and stupid things ever. But the fact they're talking about private ownership of outer space and celestial bodies in the outer space, really?
It's just utterly ridiculous. I'm sorry, but it is.
I mean, when where does it say that you have the right to own a planet that you didn't make?
You feel me? It's just bull. It's ridiculousness.
Yeah, well, that's colonialism at its finest.
Wow.
I can own something that I didn't make.
Well,
and you will pay me for the right to chill out on something that I have no real rights to, except you recognize that, I guess, my piece of paper. I mean, that's where we at now. You recognize the fact that somebody owns something because, hey, they said they own it.
Just like me coming over to your house, and you own your house, but because I decided that I like it, hey, I own this. Pay me.
Well, I believe we call that eminent domain right now. It is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. I mean, so now we're going to have eminent domain in outer space as we go and go through the stars and try to kill people in outer space. And on that note, we want to thank y'all for listening. No, me and Miss 100% won't be showing up at your house saying we own it. On that note, for Miss 100%, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, with Smooth Drama, and we're out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast, smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.